弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
主，感谢你从万万人之中把你的儿女分别出来。
We thank you for separating us from all people.
把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
And redeem us for all our transgressions.
让我们不在律法之下，让我们能够在你的恩典之中能够来敬拜主。
So that we are no longer under the law, but we may worship you under grace.
主，求主你的圣灵带领我们今天同心合意的敬拜。
O Lord, may your spirit lead us in our worship today.
开拓我们的心，开拓我们的眼睛，开拓我们的耳朵，让我们明白你的话语。
Open our hearts.Open our eyes, open our ears, so that we may understand your words.
让你的话语来改变我们的生命。
So your words may be in our hearts.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的经文来自马可福音十二章最后一段，就四十一节到四十四节。
So today's passage is the last paragraph of Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44.
我前几天呢听到一个故事。
I heard a story a couple of days ago.
说有一位部落的酋长正在森林中散步。
So one of the chief of a tribe was walking in the woods.
那么突然呢，他看到离他不远的地方呢，有一只老虎正向他走过来。
So then he saw a tiger came towards him.
那么这位酋长呢，年事已高，他手里也没有任何的武器。
So this chief was an elder person and does not have any weapon in his hands.
而周围也没有人帮助他，所以他就惊呆在那里，不知所措。
So just no one was.Around to help him, so he stood there, didn't know what to do.
而此时呢，这只老虎呢，看见了他，就向他猛扑过来。
Then the tiger saw him, so charged toward him.
那么正在这千钧一发之际呢，听到一声枪响，老虎就应声倒下。
So in that very moment, there was a shotgun fired, and the tiger fell off.
那么原来呢，是一位正在这个部落呢来传福音的一位宣教士从这里经过。
If what happened was one of the missionary who came to this tribe, he was just happened to pass him by.
所以他看到这种情景呢，马上就拔枪救了这位酋长。
So what he saw, he took his gun and saved the chief.
那么几天后的一个大清早。
Sorry.
几天后的一个大清早
Several days in the early morning.
那么薛教士呢正在熟睡中被很多的吵杂声惊醒。
So this missionary was sound asleep, but he was awakened by a noise.
那么于是他就走到窗外，走到这个窗户向外看，他看到好多部落的土人围着他的这个房子。
So he went to the window and he saw many of the natives was surrounding his house.
而每个人还带着很多的这个牲畜一起来。
So they may have many gifts brought with him.
那么这位薛教士呢，他不明白为什么，于是他走到屋外呢，想问他们个明白。
He doesn't understand why, so he went outside to find out.
那么正在此时呢，他看见了人群中走出一个人来。正在此时，他看见一个人从人群中走出来。
Then he saw one person came from the crowd.
那么原来就是这位部落，这个部落的酋长。
So that was the chief of the tribe.
那么他走到薛教士面前了，就跪下，然后对他说。
So he went to him and kneeled down and taught him.
他说：“主人，你既然救了我的性命。”我一切都是你的。
He said, "My Lord, you have saved my life. All I have belong to you."
连我的生命也是你的。
Including my life.
我将一切财产、仆婢、妻妾都带来，全送给你。
I brought all my wives, all my property, all my people to give it to you.
所以我自己也甘愿做你的奴仆。
and I'm willing to be your slave.
那么这位酋长本来他不认识神。
Well, this chief, he did not know God.
那他认为了这些人财物本来都是属于他自己的。
He thought all the people, all the property belonged to him.
但是呢，他因为宣教士救了他。
Because this missionary person who saved him.
他情愿把他自己和他一切的所有都献给这位宣教士。
So he's willing to give this missionary himself and all what he has.
因为他认为他所有的一切也换不来他自己的性命。
Because he knew that all the things he has cannot exchange for his life.
那么我们每一个基督徒，我们都承认是神创造了万物，而且万物都属于神。
So as a Christian, we all believe God created all things, and all things belong to God.
当然，我们也承认我们所有的一切都属于神。
Of course, we also believe everything we have belong to God.
那么，就像今天薛昭中大卫所言：“凡天上地下的，都是你的。”
In our call for worship, David said, "All the things in heaven and on earth are yours."
那么呢，我们也知道神把我们从罪恶的深渊中拯救出来。
We also know that God has redeemed us from our sins.
那么是耶稣基督，那么他舍命在十字架上将我们买赎过来。
So it's Jesus Christ who died on the cross and redeemed us.
那么把永生赐给我们这些所有相信他的人。
So give eternal life to all who believe in him.
然而呢，我们往往呢是只求神的祝福和恩典。
But we only ask God's blessings and grace.
那么，但是一说到奉献呢，我们心里总是不舒服，总是不坦然。
So whenever we talk about the offering, we don't feel ease.
那么为什么我们会有这样的想？为什么我们会这样？
Why are we this way?
我想最主要的就两点，一点就是因为我们还是罪人，那么我们有我们的罪行在里面，我们也有我们的软弱在里面。
So I think there may be two reasons. One, we are still sinners. We have our sin and our weakness in our lives.
那么还有一个主原因就是我们不明白奉献是圣经中的一个重要的真理。
And the other reason, we do not understand offering is a great important truth in the Bible.
那么约翰福音八章三十一到三十二节这样告诉我们。他说：“耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理也必叫你们得自由。”
In John chapter 8, verses 31-32, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth.” And the truth will set you free.
也就是我们在一些事情上，我们不能得自由的一个原因，很大一程度是我们不明白真理。
So the reason we do not understand the meaning of the truth, but the reason we are not feeling free because we don't understand the truth.
有时候我们虽然明白了真理，但是呢，我们也不是靠着神的恩典去来追求、来行出真理。
Sometimes we may know the truth, but we didn't seek the truth through God's grace.
而奉献呢，是表明信徒对神的感恩、爱慕，还有信靠的态度。
So when we make offering, it shows is our gratitude and our dependence and our love for the Lord.
也是表明对真理的认识和实行的程度。
And also, it shows our understanding of truth and how much we can practice it.
所以我们就求圣灵呢，通过今天的信息，能够透过耶稣基督观察人们奉献和对门徒的教导。
So we hope through today's passage, we can have the Spirit teach us about Jesus' truth.
那么求圣灵透过他的话语来教导我们明白神的儿女。当以感恩、顺服和乐意的心，把部分神赐给我们的财富献给神。
So that through the truth that the Spirit that would tell us we may have a thankful hearts to offer our love and to our Lord. We're going to look at this from two different perspectives.
第一点就是主耶稣他查看人的心。
The first, the Lord Jesus searches people's hearts.
那么第二点就是主耶稣他喜悦信心的奉献。
The second, the Lord Jesus delights in the faithful offering.
我们先看第一点就是主耶稣他查看人心。
Look at the first, the Lord Jesus searches people's heart.
那么这就是我们的第四十一到第四十二节信息中的，我们先看第四十一节。耶稣对着银库坐着，众人看众人怎样投钱入库，有好些财主往里投了若干的钱。Let's
see verse 41 first. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums.
那么我们知道在耶路撒冷的圣殿呢, 它是个人敬拜的地方呢, 主要分为三个部分。
We know there are three parts in the temple in Jerusalem for worship.
那么它分为内院, 内院中院, 也叫中院, 也叫妇女院, 还有外院。
So there is the inner court, the middle ground, and the outer court.
所以内院呢, 它只允许男的犹太人进去。
So in the inner court, only the male Israelite can go in.
所以他在圣殿的最里层。
So it's the inside of the temple.
而中院呢, 只允许犹太的妇女进入。
So in the middle ground is where the women of the Israelites can go in.
所以也叫妇女院, 它是在中间一层。
So it's called the women's court in the middle.
而最外层是外院, 它是专门是为外邦敬拜神的人设立的。
So the out court is designed for the Gentiles who worship God.
所以外邦的男人女人都可以进入。
So the both men and women Gentiles can go there.
而银库呢, 它是设立在中院。
The treasury is established in the middle ground.
那么它是由13个奉献箱组成。
So it consists of 13 offering boxes.
那么这样呢, 内院的犹太男人和外院的这些外邦的男女人呢, 都可以来进入投入他们的奉献。
So in this way, all the inner court male and the out court Gentiles can come in to make offering.
那么每一个奉献箱呢, 都有一个喇叭。
So every offering they have an opening that looks like a trumpet.
那么当时呢, 人们使用的都是硬币, 所以呢, 当时人们把硬币投入奉献箱的时候呢, 都就能听到叮当叮当的响声。
So those money they're using those days are coins. So whenever they throw the coin into the offering box, they can hear the noises.
而且你卸的这个钱越多, 那么这个硬币, 这个钱币越大或者越多, 那么发出的响声也就越高或者越多。
So if you make, the more you put in there, the more noise sounds that you're going to make.
所以每个奉献的人奉献时呢, 周围的人呢, 都可以根据这些响声, 大致估计出他奉献的多少。
So by listening to the noise, they can estimate how much was the offering.
那么此时呢, 主耶稣他正在对着这个银库坐着看。
Now Jesus sat right opposite the treasury and watching.
那么就观察这些来这里奉献的所有的人。
So observe all the people who come to make offering.
那么虽然主耶稣他肯定看过很多, 看到许多许多人来奉献。
Even though he has seen many, many people who came to make offering.
但是经文中告诉我们, 他特别拿出很多财主和一个穷寡妇来做对比。
So, but the passage tells us he specifically took out many rich people and a poor widow to make a comparison.
那么他首先指出很多财主前来呢，这个奉献了，把这个投到这个奉献箱里面若干钱。
So, first he noticed the many rich people came, gave a large sum.
那么表示呢，主这个这里呢，还有就是说他们。 投钱入库，这并不是说看他们投钱的方式。
Here he says they look at them putting money in the offering box. Does not mean look how they put it in it.
而是用若干钱跟这个怎样投入银库，那么来表示主耶稣呢是在看他们奉献的态度和他们的动机。
So Jesus is observing the motive and the attitude in making.The offering.
那么他这里主耶稣呢，他并不看重他们奉献的多少。
Here Jesus doesn't care how much they put in.
那我们基督徒都知道，神是无所不在、无所不知的。
We know that our God is omnipotent, omniscient.
那么当我们每一个人奉献的时候，其实主也是这样的，在看着我们。
So actually, when we are making offering, our Lord is watching us the same way.
那么关于奉献，它是最早出现在创世纪的三章四章三到五节。
So regarding offering, the first appeared in Genesis chapter 4,
三到五节
verses 3-5.
那么这里说，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Verse 3. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portion. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry and his face fell.
那么这里我们看到该隐和亚伯呢，他都拿供物来献给神。
Now we see that both Cain and Abel brought offering.
但是神喜悦亚伯和他的供物。
But God has regard for Abel and his offering.
却不喜悦这个该隐和他的供物。
Not Cain and his offering.
那么这并不是说供物本身有什么问题。
It doesn't mean this offering have any problem.
而是神知道人心的问题。
Because God knows the hearts.
因为神他是监察人心的神。
He searches hearts.
我们心里面想什么，神都知道。
Whatever we think, God knows.
所以从亚伯和该隐学取供物的途径，我们就可以看出他们奉献的态度。
So from the way they choose what they make the sacrifice, we can see their attitude.
那么神也在圣经中多处告诫以色列人要把从神所得的一部分拿出来献给神。
God has told Israelites in many places that they should offer a portion to God.
那么这既是培养他们敬畏神的心，也是要用在神的各样的事工上。
So this is for show their fear and love for God and also to be used in God's ministry.
那么比如建造会幕和圣殿。
For example, is to build the tabernacle or the temple.
还有服那么供应那些服侍这个神的立位人。
And also to support those servants who are Levites.
那么还有就是帮助他们中间这些孤儿寡妇这些寄居等等的人。
And to help the orphans, the widows, and the sojourners.
那么以色列人呢？我们知道他们是以农业和畜牧业为主的一个民族。
We know that Israel is based on agriculture and the cattle.
所以呢，在生命记44:22-23，那么神这样教导以色列人，他说：“你要把你播种所产的，就是你用田地所每年所出的十分取一份，又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，给牛群、羊群中头生的，吃在耶和华的面前，就是他所选择要立他名的居所。这样，你可以学习时常敬畏耶和华你的神。”
So in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22-23, you shall tithe all the yield of your seed that comes from the field year by year.And before the Lord your God, in the place that he will choose to make his name dwell there, you shall eat the tithes of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herd and flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always.
好，那么在《生命记》二十六章十二节，神也这样指出，他说：“每逢三年，就是十分取一之年，你取完了一切土产的十分之一，要分给利未人和寄居的与孤儿寡妇，使他们在你城中可以吃的饱足。”
In the chapter 26 of Deuteronomy, verse 12, when you have finished paying all the tithes of your produce in the third year, which is the year of tithing, giving it to the Levite, the sojourners, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat within your towns and be filled.
那么这些经文呢，其实清楚地告诉以色列人，同时也在告诉我们，那么神的子民呢，当把从神所得来的一部分，那么至少拿出十分之一来，要献给神。
So here is clearly God is telling the Israelites and also telling us that we ought to offer tithes to God.
那么当主耶稣呢，他看到很多的财主奉献若干钱以后，那么他又看到一个寡妇前来奉献。
So Lord has observed that the rich people made big sums, and also observed the widow.Who put in the two coin?
那么这第42节告诉我们，他说有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。
So, 42, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coin, which make a penny.
那么这里面这个词，他这儿用的是穷寡妇。我们知道这三个词，一个是穷，一个是寡，一个是富。
So this way, in English, there are two words, poor widow. 一个是穷，就是 poor, and the widow.
那么妇人在犹太人中间本来就是卑微没有地位。
Women in the Israelite culture does not have much position.
而这位她是一位寡妇，所以她更加的可怜。
Now, be a widow is even worse.
而他又在寡妇中间又是一个穷寡妇。
Now, among the widow, she is a poor widow.
我们可想而知，她是一个最卑微、最无助，也是一个最可怜的人。
So we can imagine how helpless, how pitiful she might be.
那么这里面的小钱呢，是犹太人内部流通的一种小的铜币。
So here the coin is a very small coin that used by the Jews.
而这里面这个大钱呢，它是罗马帝国通用的货币中最小的铜币。
And the penny is the smallest coin among the Roman coin.
那么一个大钱呢，是等于两个小钱。
So one penny equals to two small copper coin.
而当时的一个银钱是等于64个大钱。
In those days for One silver is 64.
那么也就是一个人一天的工钱。
That's about one day's wage.
那么也就是说，这个穷寡妇呢，她献了当时一个人一天工钱的64分之一。
So this widow has offered 1/64th of a day's wage.
那么也就是，那么但是。那么他所献的这个，那么在这些财主或者普通人的眼中，那么这位寡妇献上的真的是不值一提。
So, if you think how much she has offered in the everyday people, it's not very much.
然而呢，无所不知的神在无所不知的神的眼里呢，他并不是这样来认为。
But in our omniscient God, He doesn't think this way.
为什么
？Why?
那么因为就像撒母耳记上，那么神告诉我们，撒母耳记上16章7节，他说，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外表，耶和华是看内心。
That's in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord, do not look on people's appearance or on the height or his stature.But look at his heart.
那么这也就是我们下面我们看第二点主耶稣这里面所讲的。
This is the second point that we're going to be looking at.
那么主耶稣他是喜悦人信心的奉献。
So the Lord Jesus delights in the faithful offering.
这是43-44节。
This is 43 and 44.
耶稣叫门徒来说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的，比众人所投的更多。”因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这穷寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
And he called his disciples to him and said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contribute out of their abundance.But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.
那我们知道这些门徒呢，也就是在主的周围。
那我们知 ，we know that all the disciples is right nearby.
所以呢，那些财主和这位寡妇呢，往银库里投钱的这个情景了，他们也应该是看到了。
So those disciples should also observed when the rich people and the widow, the poor widow.Who made the offering.
所以凭门徒的判断了，每个财主投的钱也比这个寡妇的多。
According to the disciples' judgment, they also know that everybody put the money they put in are more than the poor widow.
然而主耶稣他没有表扬那些奉献很多钱的财主。
But Jesus did not praise those.Who are making large sums?
却特别的称赞了那位献很少钱的这位寡妇。
But he specifically praised the poor widow who made only 2 coins.
而且他也告诉他的门徒，而且是完全肯定的告诉他们。
And he also very affirmatively told his disciples,
说我实实在在的告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多。
So truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who contributed.
那么门徒呢？虽然不敢，就是明来反驳主耶稣。
The disciples they do not to argue with the Lord.
但他们心里面一定会在疑惑、嘀咕。
But maybe they were troubled or confused.
说这个寡妇明明投了两个最小的钱，那你怎么说她奉献的就比众人还多呢？
Now, she only put in 2 small coins. Why did you say she put in more than the others?
其实呢，即使你我站在那里，也会有这样的疑惑。
So even if you and I were there, we may have the same question.
因为我们都是人，只能看到外表。
Because we are all men, and we can only see the appearance.
而主耶稣他是神，他无所不知，他能看到人的内心世界。
So our Lord Jesus, He is God. He is omniscient. He sees everything.
所以他知道这个寡妇的内心，他也知道他门徒的内心。
He knows the heart of the poor widow. He also knows.The heart of his disciples.
所以他紧接着就是为他们解释了为什么他说这个寡妇献上的两个小钱比众人的更多。
So he immediately explained why he said that.
所以他这说，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，而这寡妇是自己不足，把他一切养生的都投上了。
For they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.
那么从主耶稣的解释我们可以看到。
From Jesus' explanation, we can see.
神在意的不是奉献的数量多少。
God doesn't care how much we offer.
他更喜悦那信心的奉献。
He delights.In the offering out of faith.
那么什么叫信心的奉献？
What is the faithful offering?
那么信心的奉献是指因为对神感恩和完全的信靠。
Faithful offering is to show your thanks to God and your total dependence on God.
那么人在满足自己的需要之前，
before we satisfy our own needs.
甘心乐意地从神所赐的财物中拿出一部分来献给神。
So we cheerfully take a part from what God has given us to make the offering.
以表达自己对神的爱和对他诫命的颂服。
To show that we love and that we respect His commandment.
所以呢，主耶稣告诉他的门徒，众人呢都是先满足自己的需要。
So Jesus told the disciples, most people satisfy their own needs first.
然后把这些剩下的，那么一部分拿出一部分来献给神。
Then they give the remaining part of it to offer to God.
他说这不是信心的奉献。
This is not faithful offering.
而这位寡妇呢，她一切所有的就是这两个小钱币。
And for this poor widow, all she had was these two little coins.
其实她全用上也根本满足不了她最基本的生活需要。
Even she used those two coins cannot meet all his needs.
然而她全拿出来献给了神。
Yet she gave all to God.
没有给自己留下一点点。
She didn't leave anything for herself.
那么她这样做是出于她对神的爱和颂服。
This is because of his love for God.
他愿意用他一切所有的来荣耀神。
She wants to glorify God with all she has.
而且呢，相信神的大能一定会供应他自己的需要。
And believe that because of God's Almighty will meet his need, her needs.
这是信心的奉献。
So this is often faithful offering.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们看到两件事情。
There are two things we saw in this passage.
那么也是主耶稣观察人们的奉献。
Is one is Jesus observe people's offering.
二是呢，主耶稣那么他称赞这位穷寡妇信心的奉献。
And the second, Jesus praised the faithful offering of the poor widow.
那么通过这两件事呢，他在教导门徒，其实也是在教导我们每一个他的儿女。
So through these two things, he taught his disciples, he is also teaching us.
那么奉献是敬拜神的途径之一。
So to make offering is one of the paths to worship God.
而信心的奉献呢，不但是出于对神的完全信靠，也是出于对神的感恩。
So the faithful offering to show your total dependence on God and also your gratitude toward God.
那么那位部落的酋长出于对宣教士的感恩。
So we know that this chief who has a gratitude toward the missionary.
他愿意把自己所有的一切都献给救他性命的这个宣教士。
She's willing to give all he has.To the person who saved his life.
而我们呢，本来是一群在罪恶过犯中，那么与神为敌，在世上没有任何指望的人。
So we know that we were dead in transgressions. We have no hope.
如果不是神的恩典怜悯，他来拯救我们，那么等待我们的，那么一定是地狱的永刑。
So if not because of God's grace, and we would be. In hell.
然而神为了我们的好处呢，他舍弃了自己的独生爱子耶稣基督。
So for our benefit, God has given us his only beloved son.
那么成为赎罪的羔羊，是他为我们的罪替我们死在十字架上。
So become the lamb who redeemed for us.
那么他三日后复活升天。
Three days later,He resurrected.
那么他不但赦免了我们一切的罪，还收纳我们成为他的儿女。
Not only he has forgiven all our sins, and also received us to be his children.
让我们脱离地狱的永刑，而把永生赐给我们。
So we can escape the eternal torture in hell, but also we can have eternal life.
所以呢，神呢，他是知道我们的需要。神也知道我们的软弱。
So God knows our needs and also knows our weaknesses.
所以呢，他并没有让我们说把你们所有的拿来都献给我。
He did not ask us to offer to him all what we have.
而是让我们把我们从他那里所得到的拿出一部分来献给他，用在他的事工上。
So he wanted us to give a part from what he has given us to be used in his ministry.
然而呢，我们怎样奉献？不是凭我们个人的想法
So how do we make offering? It does not according to how we think.
圣经它有明确的教导。
The Bible has a clear teaching.
那么在马拉基书三章八到九节，它这样讲。
So in Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 and 9,
他说：“人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们当纳的十分之一和当谢的供物上，因为你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。”
Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in your tithes and contributions?
那么这里我们要注意，那么这里面他神用的，他没有说是你们竟偷窃我的物或者别的词，他用的是夺取、抢夺这个词。
So here we have to pay attention. He used the word rob. We have robbed God.
所以这个他，所以神说这话是非常重的。
So this is very important.
他用这个这么严厉的词来，就是为了来让他的子女儿女来警醒。
He used such a sterling words is that we may be alert.
我们知道，如果我们说偷了别人或者抢了别人，我们知道我们所面临的结果是什么。
We know that what we're going to face if we steal other people.
何况我们是抢夺神的物。
Not about God. We even be more.
那么这里神把我们常说的十一奉献称为当纳的十分之一。
So here, what we need is the tithes we should give to God.
那么既然是当纳的，也就不是自我决定的。
So if it's what we ought to do, it's not what we can determine.
而且神这次也给我们明确的原则，就是我们不可抢夺神的物。
Clearly, God tells us we cannot rob His tithes.
要将我们当谢的献给神。
We ought to give him what we ought to do.
我们每个人，那么我们都很少人敢拒绝缴纳税。
None of us could even dare to refuse to pay tax.
所以我们每年呢都有，比方四月份之前呢都有人都要来，就是有这个要报税的这个事情。
So we all have to pay tax before February 15th.
那么其实这也是我们每个人的一个很好的机会来思想。
So this is a good time for us to think.
当我们每个人都拿到 W-2 或还有教会给我们的这个报告的时候，我们可以一起思想一下，我是否有夺过神的物。
So whenever we get the forms W-2, the withhold, and when you get the receipt from the church offering record, we need to think, have we robbed God's property?
然而我们大多数我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友，我们可能是对政府的报税，我们真的是非常的严谨，非常的认真。
I know we are very serious about paying tax.
但是呢，我们真的要知道，我们也要跟神来报账。
But we also have to be accountable to God.
因为呢，我们所有的一切都属于神。
Because all the things we have belong to Him.
我们呢，如果我们要真的跟神报账，我们才能知道我们是不是一个好管家。
Only when we make ourselves accountable to God, then we will know if we are true steward.
那么神是公义的，他不但警告他的子民不要夺取他的物。
God is righteous and just. Not only he tells us not to rob his money.
他也应许他的子民实行信心的奉献了，他必得到他的祝福。
He also promised for we those who make a faithful offering will receive blessing.
那么在马拉基书三章十节，他这样讲：万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我的家有粮。以此试试，我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
So in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, bring the full tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need.
那么呢？那么我们知道，那么神这样了，已经给我们讲了。
God has told us so.
那么我们很少人，那我们有很可能有的人会这样讲，他说，那么可能会说，奉献是旧约时代的要求，我们现在是新约时代，可能是不是就没有必要遵行了？
Because some of you may think this tithing is a requirement in the Old Testament, but we're now in the New Testament, we do not need to.
然而圣经告诉我们的是，那些那么预表耶稣还有那些就是指向耶稣的那些祭物，比方说赎罪祭、燔祭还平安祭，那么当主耶稣基督来到的时候就全废止了。
We know that many of the ceremonials like burnt offering, peace offering, they would abolish after Jesus came.
然而那些当谢的为神的事工当谢的，圣经上从来没有禁止，从来没有废止。
But for those we have to use for the ministry, was never being abolished.
那么在马太福音23章23节，主耶稣这样讲。
In Matthew 23:23,
他说，这是他责备这个这个法利赛人和这个文士。他说，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的是，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是你们不可不行的。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and the cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters.Of the law, justice, and mercy, and the faithfulness. This you ought to have done without neglecting the others.
那么这里主耶稣呢，不但是在责备这些文士和法利赛人。
Not only he is rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees.
他也是在教导每一个神的儿女。
She's also teaching all God's children.
那么基督徒行公义、怜悯和信实的事。
So for Christian, we do righteous, we do merciful things.
那么这个和这个凭神所赐的信心，那么献上用于神事工的奉献是绝不可分离的。
This cannot be separated from making faithful offering to God.
而其实这也正是主耶稣基督在前面所教导文士的最大的诫命。
So this is the greatest commandment that Jesus taught the scribes.
那么前面主耶稣告诉过我们，那么他说，我们要他的最大诫命，表面上是两条，其实它是一条。他就说，你们要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，也并且你们要爱人如己。
So he has taught us one greatest commandment, not two. Actually, it's only one.That you ought to love your God with all your might, all your soul, and all your heart, and also love others like yourself.
所以呢，主耶稣在这里责备这些法利赛人和文士，还有让我们明白的，其实正是这个最大这个神的最大诫命的具体体现。
So here, when Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees, he's also referring to the greatest commandment.
那我们每个我们每个弟兄姐妹都会说，那么我们凭自己很难做到这些神的要求。
So some of us, many of us may say, by our own efforts, we can hardly do it.
那么，但是呢，神已经告诉我们了，那是我们之所以能够明白真理，也不是靠我们自己，那是靠神的恩典。
God has made it clear, can only by God's grace we can understand the truth.
我们明白了真理，要行出真理来，我们靠自己也是不可能的。
Even though after we knew the truth, to act out the truth is also not by our own efforts.
让我们每个弟兄姐妹都要相信，神既然赐给我们恩典，能够明白他的真理。
So since God has given us grace to understand His truth,
我们也应该求神帮助我们，靠着他的恩典来行出他的真理。
We'll also ask God through His grace help us to act out His truth.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
最后，我们一起来到你的面前，把我们每一个弟兄姐妹都恭敬仰望在主你的手中。
Father, we come before you. We present all brothers and sisters before you.
主，我们感谢你今天透过主你的话语教导我们关于奉献的真理。
Thank you. Through your words, you taught us about the truth of offering.
主，我们真的知道我们的缺乏，知道我们的软弱。
Oh Lord, we know our weakness. We know where we're lacking.
我们知道我们能够按照主你的教导去行，我们靠自己真的是做不到。
We know that we cannot depend on our own ability to do what you want us to do.
但是主，你也教导我们，让我们真的要仰望那为我们创始成终的耶稣基督。
You also taught us that we should look upon the Jesus who is the beginning and the finishing.
主，就求主你帮助我们，不但认识你的真理，也让我们能够行出你的真理。
So teach us not only we can know your truth, but we can also act out your truth.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.